Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good day, wherever you are. Welcome to Today with a Techie. My name is Spiffy Tech, and I'll be your guide today as we explore the wonderful world of VMware Player. My goal with this episode of Today with a Techie is to explain to you some different ways of setting up your own virtual machine with VMware Player. Just to start off, why you'd want to use VMware Player? Well, virtual machines have a lot of nice advantages over just using separate computers or using one standard operating system alone on your computer. And with the new Intel Core series processors supporting virtualization in the hardware, it's even easier to get good performance out of a virtual machine than ever before. Some examples of use for a virtual machine are, say, you use Windows because it's what's required for school or work or your favorite game or whatever, but you like the music player that comes with a specific version of Linux. Load it up in a virtual machine and you have your music jukebox without losing Windows. Maybe you like to use Linux, but work or school requires you to use Windows, so you load Linux on your computer, and then you put Windows XP in a virtual machine, and there you go, you have Windows. And, you know, when you put it in full screen, you practically can't tell the difference between running it in a virtual machine and running it as the primary OS on the laptop or the desktop. So, now, I'm sure you can sit here and think about some advantages of using operating system X in a virtual machine without having to sacrifice whatever operating system you like to use normally on your computer. But how do we go about this? Well, there are a number of different virtualization solutions. One of them, better known, is Parallels, which a lot of Mac users like to use to install Windows on their Macs, now that Apple has released some Intel Mac computers. Parallels also runs under Linux and, I believe, Windows. But the downside of using Parallels is it does cost money, and I personally have not been able to get it to boot off of CD-ROM, but I'm sure that's just some technical shortfalling on my part, and I haven't tried too hard to make that work, because I've found an alternative in VMware Player. VMware is a company that's been producing virtualization software for Intel x86 compatible PCs for quite a while now, and they're probably the best known virtualization company. They have several different products, including VMware Server, which is for servers, VMware Workstation, which is for creating and maintaining multiple virtual machines, and for the people who use hardcore virtual machine testing and such, and most recently VMware Player, which is like VMware Workstation without any of the management tools, and it's also a lot cheaper. VMware Workstation comes at a price of $189, $120 if you have a student discount, whereas VMware Player is free. Now, of course, if you're going to not spend that $190 on the software, you're going to lose something. So what do you lose? Well, you lose the ability to manage your virtual machines and to run multiple virtual machines at once. VMware Workstation lets you create virtual machines and makes it easy to edit the hardware, and lets you open multiple virtual machines at once in different tabs so you can switch back and forth and test a bunch of software across a wide range of operating systems or Linux distributions or whatnot. But VMware Player only lets you run one virtual machine at once, at least in one instance of the program. It may be possible to run two instances of VMware Player at the same time, but I haven't tried that, and there would certainly be a performance decrease compared to VMware Workstation, where you're only loading one instance of the software. So anyway, say you want to use virtualization, virtualize an operating system so you can have software X, regardless of what you like to use on your desktop. So what do you do? Well, what I decided to do was go with VMware Player because it's free, and I'm a student who doesn't want to spend more money than he has to. But, you know, you run into the problem. You don't have the management tools of VMware Workstation, so it's harder to create a virtual machine to manage it, etc., etc. So I devised and found out with Google three different ways of creating a virtual machine for VMware Player. The first one, and the most technologically challenging, involves running a bunch of command line whine kind of stuff under your Linux desktop. If you just Google around for run Windows XP and VMware Player, you'll find a link to Ubuntu forums, and there will be a post in there telling you how to do it. And it involves installing VMware Player and then running qemu through whine to create a virtual hard disk. This process is not for the faint of heart, and even for the more technologically sophisticated members of the Today with a Techie audience, it may prove a bit challenging. However, it does offer, of my three solutions, the best balance of manageability and price. Solution number two, which is the opposite extreme in some way, of the qemu solution, is download the evaluation version of VMware Workstation and create your virtual machines there. So you go to VMware.com, you go to products, and then product index, you'll see VMware Workstation. You download the evaluation copy and request an evaluation license key. I had to wait a few days to get my evaluation license in my email since it wasn't automatically generated. Your mileage may vary. Once you get that, you can create your virtual machines. And the good thing about VMware is that any virtual machines you create are portable between any version of VMware and any operating system that VMware runs on. So if you create a virtual machine in VMware Workstation, then you can use it in VMware Player even after your Workstation license runs out. So you can get all your virtual machines set up in VMware Workstation and then just use Player and not have to worry about paying for it. That's great if you know that you only need one virtual machine, like maybe just one copy of Windows XP for college or whatever. But you run into problems after your evaluation license has run out. So what do? Well, you create a kind of a template. You create a virtual machine with some specs that you know are going to be suitable for anything you may want to do, like create a virtual machine with, say, a 20 gig hard drive. And if you're going to be creating templates, make sure that you do not check the box marked Allocate Space Now, or you're going to wind up with a whole bunch of 20 gig files on your computer. So you create these templates, and then you just kind of copy them off so that you're not using them all the time. When you want a new virtual machine, you can copy the template over to a new directory, and you just go ahead and turn it on in VMware Player and boot to your CD. Booting to the CD is real simple. When you start the player, you have this kind of VMware BIOS emulation. You just hit F2, and you can tell it to boot to the CD, and then you just install software like you would on any other computer, or operating system rather. Install an operating system like you would on any other computer. The third solution is perhaps the easiest but the least flexible. If you go to the VMware website and poke around a little bit, you'll see that there are at least 100 different virtual machines, or as VMware calls them, virtual appliances, or something to that effect, that are already made and available for download. So what you can do is download one that you know will have a large enough hard drive to suit your needs, and just install a new OS on it like you would on any other computer. For example, you could download the browser appliance, which is basically Ubuntu Linux. Download it, power it on, boot to the CD, install whatever operating system you want on it, and you're good to go. But like I said, it's the least flexible solution. You're basically stuck with whatever the virtual appliance came set up to use, whatever kind of hardware and virtual hard drive size, and about the only thing you can really change with any ease is the amount of RAM that's allocated to the virtual appliance. So, depending on what your needs are and how much and the virtual machines you need to use, you can go ahead and pick any one of these three solutions and just run with it. Now, I mentioned templating. That's a very wonderful thing if you're going to be using Windows XP in a virtual machine. Because, as we all know, Windows XP is pretty susceptible to viri and spyware and other forms of malware, as well as typical Windows entropy. So you can install Windows XP, get all your programs set up with it, get the latest updates, put some anti-malware software on there, and then just copy that virtual machine folder off to some other directory. When your Windows XP virtual machine starts to degrade in quality, maybe you think that the latest virus going around has infected it, delete it, and copy your template back on, and it's just like you started over from wherever that template was. You just put all your old documents that you should have backed up onto the restored virtual machine, and you have a clean system, which I think is just absolutely wonderful. But anyway, that's about all I have. There are certainly other virtualization solutions both on the desktop and servers. And I like to use the VMware products because they're portable and VM Player is free. But go ahead and use whatever's best for you. That's why we have a whole bunch of different products to choose from, and a lot of people like other products. So go ahead, feel free to email me any thoughts or comments you may have on this episode of Today with a Techie to spiffytech@gmail.com. Thanks, and be sure to keep listening to more episodes of Today with a Techie.